Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The sixth week of the 2024 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted is Wednesday, February the 14th, 2024. House Chamber passes measure giving local governments discretion over construction permitting, House Bill 331. On Wednesday, February the 7th, the Mississippi House of Representatives passed out House Bill 331 by a vote of 81-29. House Bill 331 authorizes counties and municipalities to choose not to be subject to requirements for permitting as a condition to construction. This measure seeks to reverse a recent legislative mandate that required local governments to establish a permit for construction. Note, this measure will now head to the Senate chamber for consideration. Please contact your local Senate delegation in support of House Bill 331. Efforts to remove restrictions with acquiring rural fire trucks passes House County Affairs Committee. House Bill 308. On Tuesday, February the 6th, the House County Affairs Committee passed out House Bill 308. House Bill 308 removes the criteria requirement that counties must have received funding for no more than 8 rounds from the Rural Fire Truck Program. Note, this measure is double referred to County Affairs and Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee. This measure will now head to the House Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee for consideration. Please contact your legislators in support of House Bill 308. Contact local Senate delegation. Request support for House Bill 774. On Thursday, February the 1st, the Mississippi House of Representatives passed House Bill 774 by a vote of 98-14. House Bill 774 establishes the creation of the Mississippi Mobile Sports Wagering Act. This act creates the legalization of mobile sports betting. Note, during the course of debating this measure, the House floor chamber added an amendment, and the amendment was adopted that would allow 12% of all the fees generated from the activities of this measure to be diverted to the Mississippi Department of Revenue, who would then deposit those funds into the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund. Additional note, this measure will now head to the Senate chamber for consideration. Please contact your local Senate delegation in support of House Bill 774. Weight limit measure introduced, House Bill 835. On Wednesday, January 31st, House Bill 835 was introduced. This measure increases the maximum allowable gross weight requirements for vehicles transporting concrete to 66,000 pounds for vehicles with 3 axle configurations and establishes a maximum gross weight limitation of 74,000 pounds for vehicles with 4 axle configurations. Note, this measure was assigned to the House Transportation Committee. No action has been taken on this measure. Additional note, please contact your local legislative delegation to inform them of what type of impact this potential weight limit increase could have on your local infrastructure. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday. Thank you.